cab driver, evangelist, Maverick fan. Got his sleigh bells. He's ready to go.
Oh, yeah.
Cleo?
Oh, yeah.
Where'd you get the sleigh bells?
I just found them somewhere. Why do you always want to know about the bells, George?
I don't know. They're just kind of interesting.
You're fascinated by the bells, aren't you?
Well, you're always ringing.
In heaven, the bells will be ringing, and I'll see you there.
I hope
so. You'll be whipping my ass with questions then about the bells. How y'all doing?
Oh, good, doing great, Cleo.
What an excellent sports weekend we had.
Oh, yeah.
Exposed to a new sport.
Mm-hmm. NASCAR.
Car racing.
Yeah.
Something I can identify with, as you understand. I am a cab driver.
Right.
Didn't know if you knew that.
Oh, yeah.
You mind if I do something here?
Sure.
I want to segue into rhyme time.
Yeah.
Right now.
All right.
Can I do that?
Rhyme time?
Can I do that, George?
Sing a song about rhyme time.
Let me hear you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let me hear it again, George.
Hallelujah.
A little louder, baby.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The race this weekend sucked like a vacuum cleaner made by Kirby, because that wasn't NASCAR, that was Smash-em-up Derby. Anybody remembers watching that?
Yeah,
I remember that. Yeah, Smash-em-up.
Yeah, and I also remember Happy Days, wasn't there? Leather Tuscadero, Pinky Tuscadero.
Yeah, those Demolition Brothers tried to do her in.
Yeah, I don't know where you're going with that, George. Let's get back to rides down here. We could, baby. All right, I'm teasing with you, boy.
That's okay.
All right, I can relate to NASCAR, because as a driver, my foot has always been heavy. But as to which engine's better, from ignorance you won't be unfettered by just watching Ford bang into Chevy.
The Bellacci brothers, that's who it was. That's who was trying
it was
to
the Bellacci brothers. I do remember that.
The Bellacci brothers?
No, Bellacci.
No, Bellacci brothers.
And, they're from West, the Bellacci brothers.
Was it Pinky or Leather that used to do the bang on the hips and then give you the gun?
That was Pinky.
That was Pinky.
That was Fonzie's girlfriend wannabe.
But who was Leather's? She was...
She liked Potsy.
Crunchy.
No, I think she was with Joni. I think that was the first Ellen DeGeneres thing.
Oh, no.
Can we get back to it? Pretty good, George.
Thank you very much.
Do you know any church hymns, George?
Well, I know a couple, yeah.
Sing
you know?
Amazing
sing
Grace.
One. I'm not going to sing one.
Come on.
No, we got to get in the middle of rhyme time.
Amazing Grace.
I just let you sing.
Join in.
See, I'd be embarrassed
Come
to sing
on,
next to
you.
No,
like
not like that, no.
Back to rhyme time.
Back to rhyme time.
We good, baby. All right. Yeah,
rhyme time.
It was great to see the new raceway had grandstands that were full, but after that race, they ought to turn the whole place into a pecking pool, baby. Ever been to one of those joints?
Never have.
One of Leather Tuscadero was there. I tell you, that's exactly right. Too many wrecks, and they are. Brute Smith ought to change his name to Fred G. Sanford, and the G stands for Gotta Rebuild Turn Number Four.
Oh, boy.
Let's talk math.
Okay, let's go to math.
Long ride time.
Mavs fan.
Mm-hmm. You're going a little longer the last couple weeks.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. We're enjoying it.
No.
I take my sleigh bells and get out of here.
No, you're a big Mavs fan. I want to hear your thoughts on last night's game.
Well, we talked about sports on 114, but let's talk sports on I-35 Simmons. It's in Reunion there, where all them spares are blueprint in the early exit of Jim Clemens. Even I can't save his soul now. He is gone, baby. Jim is gone. You know what the answer is, and I hate to say it because I hate to see the return of that prodigal son, but Roy Tarpley.
No.
It's time for Roy Tarpley to come back here.
Nope.
For the third time. Come on, he got to be raised from the dead. He's the Lazarus of the NBA. He's just like Lazarus. Roy Tarpley had his problems, but at least they were just drinking beer and smoking joints, because Roy, in all his years and all them beers, never let the Mavs score only 2 points. That's third quarter tragedy, baby. That's a tragedy that somebody
goes to